Hi guys, my name is Oluwa Timileyin, and you guys are welcome to another amazing episode with Timmy, with me. Where do I want to start this particular episode from? I want to start by saying thank you to a lot of people. I don't know, maybe some of you guys noticed during the week that we celebrated 1,000 plays on the podcast. I was having a conversation with telling me on Sunday when I saw it, and I was letting her know that I had expected it for so long that when it finally came, I didn't exactly know how to feel. I literally woke up to it. I just wanted to check, and I saw it, and I was like, wow. Sunday. That was yesterday. So I don't know, thank you so much, I really appreciate it. Shout out to my guys, shout out to Emeka, Yano, Akin. Last episode was a bomb, I mean, a lot of people tuned in, and I would love that to continue. I would really, really love that to continue. And that was one of the reasons why I'll be announcing that the podcast will be starting a newsletter. We'll be kicking off a newsletter this October, where I can write from me to you guys. You guys should subscribe to it when it comes out. I don't know how to market stuff very well, so you guys should really subscribe when it comes out. I'm really eager to actually connect with you guys on a personal level, where I can write from myself to you guys every week. I will try every week. So like I said, it's all about connecting with you guys. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for always tuning in. So once again, you guys are welcome to Unscripted with Timmy. And today I'll be speaking about something that I found out last week. So last week was my birthday. Last week Tuesday, I think. So I knew my friends were planning something. I knew they were planning a surprise. But you know this thing where your friends are planning a surprise and you just allow them to go with it. You allow them to keep planning it. And you want to be surprised, because I've actually never felt like that before. So I allowed them. Around afternoon, they were like, we should go out and stuff. I knew they were going to surprise me, but I just didn't know to what extent they were going to surprise me. So I played along, and then we got to the cafe. We got to where we were going to get food and stuff. And there was paran, can you imagine? There was a trumpeter and stuff like that, playing happy birthday and stuff. I was so embarrassed. I literally ran out of the place, and they ran after me and grabbed me back into the car. I was so embarrassed. I mean, a lot of people were there in public. I have never felt like that before. I sat down, and then they served this amazing menu. Everything was available, everything eatable, everything drinkable was there. And then just when I thought I'd seen it all, someone really special really traveled down all the way from Lagos to actually attend the birthday. Traveled all the way down from Lagos to school just to attend the birthday. And like I in that moment, I looked around me, and I just felt very invisible. And I didn't know how to feel, because it was strange for me to feel that way. It was strange for me to, you know, I've said a couple of times in the last few days, when people celebrate me, I don't know how to feel about it. Honestly, when you celebrate me, I don't know to say thank you, or to say you're welcome, or to say I don't know. It's just very weird for me, because I don't like people celebrating me like that. Not like I don't like it, I really appreciate it, actually I do. But there's this fine line between people doing that and then me just loving what I do and just being me, being unscripted, not having to fake anything, just being myself. So when you're thanking me for something that I would do, whether you appreciate it or not, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. So when I looked around me, I saw my closest of friends now, mark my words, friends, yeah, underline my words here, friends around me. And I just looked around, and I just really thank God for that. And in that moment, I was like, this is what I need to talk about on my next podcast. I want you guys to be so particular about your life, to be so intentional about your life, that you don't settle for less. when it comes to relationships, when it comes to your happiness, when it comes to what makes you happy, when it comes to the things that bring you joy, don't settle for less. You need to believe in it. You need to keep fighting for that. And that's something I think I did this year, 2021. I started the year and I was like, I'm going to be so intentional. I am going to be so intentional. I am going to be so dedicated to friendships. I'm so going to give my energy, my vibe, everything to the people around me. And I won't stop. I'll keep doing it every day. I'll keep showing up for them. I will let them know I love them a million times. I don't know if you've seen my WhatsApp status, you would know I would always post my friends, my best boys. I love each and every one of them. And I wanted to be so outspoken about that this year. And I have sown that, and what I've reaped back is unspeakable joy. I'm not even kidding. Someone asked me on my birthday that, how do I have so many friends and how do I keep them happy? How do I manage to keep a lot of people happy at the same time? And then I was like, well, I don't know. I think the difference is just intentionality. I think that's something I did different this year. Intentionality. And I believed and I hoped for it. I believed I could get the best out of friendship. I believed I could be the best version of myself. I could be a better version of myself. I believed for that. I hoped for that. I don't know. You guys will see something on the flyer when it comes out. On message the Espiraro. I don't know. My French is terrible. I don't even know how to speak French. I don't know what I mean. My French is terrible. I don't even know how to speak French. But what it means in English is, this message is one of hope. It looks like you're in toxic relationships and all of that. I want you to believe that you deserve more. I want you to believe. I want you to go out every day pushing yourself to get more out of friendships, to get more out of relationships, to get more out of people. And if you're asking yourself how you can do that, I'm bringing it to you as simple as I can. It's for you to believe and be intentional about it. It is insane. It is insane. I need you to believe that it's going to happen. And I think at some point, when you keep hoping for it, it's actually going to happen. On that same birthday, during that party, I got like two more good news. And I just looked around me and I was like, God, thank you. This is one moment I've prayed for. You know, this is one moment I've waited for, to be surrounded by the most beautiful people and the most important people in my life, celebrating such a beautiful moment. Sharing a lot of love, a lot of laughter. As in, we laughed to tears, we cracked each other up, we spoke about the future, we prayed. It was such a beautiful evening. Honestly speaking, I can't even. I told some of my friends that texted me later that night. I said, this is one of the best days of my life. No cap. I felt on top of the world. I mean, I legit said it out. I was like, in this friends and family thing, I actually won. But it started first with believing that it's possible and seeing the possibility, sieving out people. Honestly, it felt selfish at some point, you know, picking some people, not picking some people and stuff like that. But don't do that to yourself. Something I've come to find out is that when it comes to me, I come first. When it comes to me, I always come first. When it comes to my health, when it comes to my mental health, I would always come first. What's the eyes going to work out for me? It may sound a bit selfish, but if I am no good to myself, then I'm no good to anybody. If I am not okay myself, there's no way I can help out anybody. There's no way I can be of help to anybody or be of value to anybody. So, like I said, if it's something I want you guys to take out of the podcast today, is for you guys to actually believe that you could have the best out of life and you just keep working towards it consistently. All right? You're committed and you're consistent. Just keep doing that. And I'm telling you, the sky is literally your starting point, and then you are going to be better for it. Alright? So that's going to be it for the podcast today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Anticipate the newsletter and support any of the businesses I've posted down in previous episodes. Alright, my name is Eloa Timileyi, and it has been an amazing episode for me. I literally just spoke from my heart. So thank you so much. God bless you. See you guys next week.